This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Hey, now, have you always minced when you walk?
Minced.
I notice that when we go for a coffee, you kind of like almost skip along with me.
I'm excited. That's what it is. Okay. I'm so excited to have a coffee.
So have you always walked that way?
Well,
How would you describe your walk?
How do I walk?
You've got a bit of a bounce in your walk, I will admit. So I'll give you an example. George Kalambaras, have you ever watched George Kalambaras in MasterChef?
Yeah.
He kind of leans forward
when he's talking. Yes.
You've got that going on when you're walking. Yeah, so there's this really bouncy, exciting, there's a lot of energy in your walk. I wouldn't say you mince.
Right.
Unless you probably do
what
when
is
you've
mince?
Had a few weeks. Mince is when you're kind of swinging your hips side to side.
Side to side.
And your feet are really close together and you're kind of, that's what it is.
Yeah,
it's like a tight walk, like there's a string around your hips or something.
I actually wonder whether every gay man goes through a period where someone criticises their walk.
Yeah, well, I was reading an article. This guy, a gay man, grew up in a rural area and he was made fun of about his walk by a classmate. So she basically described farmers and she said they walk in a certain way. Their shoulders are forward, their slouching posture, heavy stride, looking back. And then she described this boy's walk, who's gay, and she says his walk, pelvis out, shoulders back, hips swishing from side to side, and she just kept making fun of him, and she said that's the gay walk. And I thought, and he's never, ever been able to walk properly ever again. He's always really conscious of when he walks out of a club or he's really, really worried about his walk.
So I had a girl.
Never left him. It's a trauma now.
I remember back in my high school years, a girl made fun of how I ran.
Oh.
And it made me quite conscious of how.
How did you run?
I don't know. She just, she made fun of my shoulders moving or something.
You're probably mincing when you're running.
Maybe I was.
Yeah,
maybe that's when I do it.
Probably swinging.
So it's not when walking.
And side to side on your hips, running. Catch me now. Well, I've been told I walk like a bloke. You know,
really?
I mean? Yeah, I don't. I don't reckon.
I don't
I
think
do.
You do.
But I mean, you know, if you see me in a pair of heels, I walk like a bloke. No question. I'm holding onto the wall because I can't see straight and I can't balance on heels. So the only time I walk like a bloke is when you put me in a set of heels and I have to be someone's bridesmaid, which I will never do again.
So if the guys get picked on by how we walk.
Yeah, we get picked on for being really, we've got like a butch walk. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's just in their heads.
Yeah, like my sister used to say, oh, my God. Like I used to – when I was younger, I always used to put my hands in my pockets as I'd be talking. And it is – it comes across quite butchy. And she'd go, take your hands out of your pocket. It looks really butch.
That's cruel.
Yeah,
and
I know.
When she said that, did you then
but
put
I think
your hands
I was
out?
Just, yeah, of course I did. But I think I was imitating all the Greek wog men at church who, you know, they put their hands in their pockets and they're tossing around their coins. And that's all they're tossing around. You know what I mean? So just in case you went somewhere else with that.
I did. So, I mean, I was accused my shoulders used to move when I ran.
Yeah, they still move.
But it's interesting. Now when I run, I keep them straight.
Do you? Yeah, so you're conscious of it?
Yeah, I think it's just been ingrained
in me
now.
What about your hips? Do you keep them straight
as
well?
No, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
You know what I've started doing?
Mm.
I've started every day I turn my phone onto flight mode for about half an hour.
Just half an hour?
Just about half an hour. Just
okay.
Off.
What happens in that half an hour?
And I don't know. I'll either be reading or whatever I'm doing.
Right.
Or I might even be walking the dog, but I make sure it's off.
Right.
So there's no disturbance whatsoever.
Mm.
And it's really good.
Oh, absolutely.
It makes me feel great.
Taking a break from technology is fantastic.
Absolutely.
Social media especially.
And three studies have just been published and it's saying that the psychological experience of truly being alone with no electronic devices can be quite calming.
You might actually speak to the person on the tram if you get rid of that.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Well, they've all got their headphones in. But in the pure solitude condition in three lab experiments, participants sat alone for 15 minutes.
Wow.
In a comfortable chair away from all electronic devices, no activities whatsoever. So they just had to sit there with their thoughts and then describe their emotions on different rating scales.
Right.
On how they were feeling.
How do you think you'd go with that?
Yeah, I reckon I'd be okay. Mm. I reckon I'd be okay with it. So typically across the four studies, they felt their emotions less intensely. So it doesn't matter even if they were being negative. Mm. It was less intense.
Well, there you go.
Than what it would be normally. In fact, most people rated it as calming.
Well, you're stopping the stream of thought, aren't you?
Absolutely.
And you're not bombarded with all these images, especially with social media and status updates. And I did Vipassana and it was the worst thing I've ever done in my life, but that wasn't 15 minutes sitting down. That was like 9 hours. Actually 12. It was so physically exhausting and mentally exhausting. I was only with my thoughts and they were really horrible thoughts. And you couldn't eye gaze. That was the rules. You couldn't look at anybody. You could not talk and you could not look at anybody. You couldn't even do exercise. You could only do light walks. So no eye gazing, buddy. Imagine how – talk about being an extremist though. Like here I am, someone that's never meditated. Then some geezer says, hey, Anastasia, you should try Vipassana. And me like an idiot goes, yeah, okay, I can do it.
So you had to go to some retreat to do it.
I went to a retreat in Sydney and spent 10 days and it was pure living hell. And when I got out of there, this girl offered me a lift to Central Station in Sydney.
And you've forgotten how to talk.
I actually had forgotten how to talk. I was riddled with anxiety and I was so overwhelmed. I was just looking outside. I felt like I had had 5,000 mushrooms. Then as soon as I got home, I just had to lay down. And when I saw, because I lived in Potts Point, and there was, you know, it was a busy street, walking through King's Cross, and I was so overwhelmed and I thought, I am never, ever doing something like this unless I'm really prepared for it.
What are you meant to feel during this?
Well, apparently it's supposed to make you feel completely peaceful. And, I mean, some people go back for more torture, for more torment. And I can guarantee there's definitely benefits. I'm sure there is. But for some people, there isn't. And I didn't feel benefits. I actually felt traumatised after it.
Oh, my goodness.
Completely traumatised.
I think I'll stick to my 30
minutes. Yeah, do the 15 minutes and don't do what I did, extremist. I can do it all, like Anastasia, and do like 9 hours of chanting.
Do it very, very, very. Well, that'd be like doing my hot yoga nonstop.
And no eye gazing. Now, I can talk underwater, right? As you've noticed.
Yeah.
Imagine I couldn't talk.
Oh my goodness.
I was going crazy.
Your thoughts were going around in circles. And you couldn't look at anyone.
Couldn't look at anyone either. You'd get in trouble.
So you couldn't
for that.
Even perv on anyone if they were cute.
Just you and your thoughts, buddy.
Oh my goodness.
Stay
no.
with that for a little bit.
No thanks. You're on joy. There's been a health warning issued in the UK. About avocados.
Right, what's happened?
Yeah, apparently.
You can't take our avocados away here in Australia.
No,
we spend a lot of money on
not
avocados.
Here. Apparently, there's a condition over there. It's got a term called avocado hand.
Right.
And apparently, the Brits have been regularly stabbing and cutting their hands while attempting to slice traditional
avocados. Well, that's very easy to do with an avocado if you're not familiar with a knife. Because, you know, people, if you don't put it, like they slam it onto the pip and sometimes they miss the pip and they get their hand. That kind of makes sense.
Because do you hold the avocado in the air when you cut it or do you put it on?
In the air. Like, I hold it in the air because I'm an expert.
But you can do it. So yeah. I don't know, I put it on a board.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, and I slice, I rotate it around
as
I slice.
That sounds really awkward. Do you take the pip out?
Yeah, well, if I eat half.
So do you cut it in half initially?
Yeah, I cut it in half.
And then do you take the pip out?
And I leave the pip in one half that I'm not eating.
Okay. And how do you take the pip out? Do you hold it up in the air or do you leave it on the board?
I leave it on the board. And I flick it out with a spoon and it just goes flying across the room.
Oh, okay. So that's very, very basic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I haven't cut myself doing
it. Yeah. That's adorable that you do that because you're scared you'll hurt yourself, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So this is why it's happening.
Well, apparently avocado hand is so common that the British Association of Plastic Reconstructive Anesthetic Surgeons recently called for warning labels to be slapped on them.
Wow.
On the avocado.
Oh, my God.
Not the person. But there's a solution. They've come up with seedless ones now.
Seedless avocados?
Seedless avocados.
So they're going to be made avocados.
I don't
they're
know
probably not going to be good for you.
How they've come up with them. Seedless avocados. God. British retail chain Marks & Spencer have started to stock the, it's called the cocktail avocado.
Yeah, I can imagine what the cocktail is.
And they claim it's 100% edible.
Do you know you can actually eat the pip?
Can you?
Yeah, you can actually eat the pip.
How?
You can. You actually bake it for quite a while and then you put it in a food processor and it's got so many antioxidants in it. It's brilliant.
Really?
Yep, it is. It's not a lie. Look it up, darling.
You couldn't eat it whole, though.
Well, no, you couldn't eat it whole.
There's a lot of talk on the internet at the moment about net neutrality. I don't know whether you've seen it pop up. It's been popping up quite a bit. And basically in the US... The communications department, the equivalent of the communication department, has repealed some Obama protection policies. And it essentially means that when these protections were in place, that the internet was going to remain completely neutral. So, you know, your internet provider can't charge you more for accessing certain sites. But it's been repealed, and it now means that in the US anyway, and I hope it doesn't come here, that internet service providers will be, potentially be able to charge you to say, okay, if you want to access news sites, it's X, you know, X dollars. If you want to access streaming content like Netflix or something, you might have to pay a different fee. So essentially what it could potentially do is turn the internet into something like pay TV.
Pay as you go.
Yeah.
That's crap.
Isn't it bad?
That is really, really bad. I hope it doesn't happen here.
No, I hope so too.
We already pay a fortune for internet anyway. Apparently overseas it's a lot cheaper.
Is it?
Yeah, apparently.
Because it is quite...
I should check my... But someone did say to me, a friend of mine the other day said, it's so much cheaper overseas. We pay a fortune here in Australia. So to add that we'd be paying more for Netflix and other resources is ridiculous.
No, because it would. It'd be like subscribing to pay TV.
Yeah.
You'd have sports packages and this package.
Yeah,
and,
no, that's ridiculous.
And you'd be limited to what you can access. So potentially that's what it could happen. So let's hope that doesn't come here.
Yeah.
I had really bad internet this week. There was an outage in my area and it was off for about 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, that's really annoying.
Really, really had noticed the impact.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I can get some sort of recourse there, but, you know.
Yeah.
Let's hope this stays out of the country.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.